1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. U.S. troops helped American diplomats and staff out of Sudan overnight as rival forces there battled for a ninth straight day with no sign of a truce. CBS's Meg Oliver has more on how that operation played out.
The mission began on Saturday. Three Chinook helicopters flew from Djibouti, refueled in Ethiopia, then landed in Sudan's capital, Khartoum. After returning to Djibouti, the Americans were then flown to the U.S. military base in Ramstein, Germany.
U.S. officials are still working on a plan to get hundreds of American citizens out of there. A Supreme Court decision on a popular abortion pill ban is still in limbo, but South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace wants her party to find middle ground on the issue ahead of 2024.
I want women to know you can be pro-life and be pro-woman. They're not mutually exclusive, but we've hidden away from this issue. We've buried our head in the sand. We're afraid to talk about it. Because we're afraid, we want to go to the extreme corners of this issue, but that's not where the vast majority of Americans are right now.
That's Mace on ABC this morning. She says extreme views on abortion hurt Republicans in the midterms. A homeowner in Kansas City is now claiming self-defense after shooting a 16-year-old who thought he was picking up his siblings and got the wrong address. Mayor Quentin Lucas talked about it today on Face the Nation.
This was an 84-year-old man who went to sleep in one of the safest neighborhoods of Kansas City, but still had a loaded gun. And when he heard a disturbance at his door, the first thing he thought to do wasn't just to brandish. It wasn't even to say a word or scream at somebody who would be outside. It was to shoot, and to shoot twice.
And he says it's a culture of paranoia and fear that's being drummed up by politicians and the media. A longtime CEO is out at a big network. CBS's Linda Kenyon has details.
In an announcement from Comcast, the company says it and the CEO of NBC Universal, Jeff Shell, have parted ways. This follows an investigation by an outside counsel into a complaint of inappropriate conduct. Shell released his own statement, quoting, "Today is my last day as CEO of NBC Universal. I had an inappropriate relationship with a woman in the company, which I deeply regret." The statement goes on to say, "I am truly sorry I let my Comcast and NBC Universal colleagues down."
Shell had been with the company for 19 years. Disney says it plans to lay off thousands of workers this week, mostly in its entertainment division. That's about 15% of the staff in TV, film, theme parks, and on corporate teams. The move is part of a $5.5 billion restructuring plan Disney announced earlier this year with Bob Iger's return. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for mixed precipitation becoming all snow tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows level off around 27, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 48, lows around 31. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Monday morning, you showed up fine.
told you my whole story. Now the beautiful ways of fortune took my life and shaped it like stars, shaped it like diamonds. And if we're standing alone, a chain was moaning, my words hung in the air, rising and falling. I had no plan from there to here.
Welcome back to hour two of Seth Faces the Music on our Monday show, even though it's on Sunday. Let's not get too confusing here. That was Wendy James, probably best known for being the lead singer of the 80s band Transvision Vamp, with Cancel It, I'll See Him on Monday. And before that, we started off this hour with Fleetwood Mac and their big hit, Monday Morning. With the collapse of Uncle Tupelo in the 90s, one of the co-founders of the group, Jeff Tweedy, decided to form his own band and focus more on the pop side of the pop country with Uncle Tupelo. And he has found a great deal of success, including this classic tune from their classic album. Being there, here is the party horn version of Monday.
Fix enough of you. I never get enough of you. You are my Monday, you're the best day of the week. So underrated and a brand new star. Don't care what all the kids say, you got the key to my heart. Ooh. When you call, on the phone, I never let you hear the dial tone. I believe, in your touch. I know I can't let my
almost done, I'm almost done.
Oh, he's a sly one. That was Ry Cooder with On a Monday. And before that, another song just called Monday from Imagine Dragons. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we've got an all-girl group from the 1980s. There were a couple of those, so you'll probably guess which one it is when we get back here on WFHR.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Still
Some people feel so empty. All their problems and hurt of pride. You make me so happy, sweet baby. Love is by my side. Waking up now in the morning. A little warm inside. Ready not to get together. We know temptation. Don't tell the whole story. But you and me, baby, we have taken inventory. We human-minded people, and I know there's a few. I don't know your problems, only you know how to solve. When seasons are strong, sometimes your life don't get along. But when cupboards are bare, a love we can share.
Great, Curtis Mayfield with Blue Monday People. And before that, we started this set with The Bangles and Manic Monday, written by our good friend from Minnesota, Prince Rogers Nelson. You know what's fun? Mashups. Mashups are fun, and we're going to play one for you right here. It starts off with the dance classic from New Order, Blue Monday, and it ends on top of it, Kylie Minogue's Can't Get You Out of My Head from the early 2000s, and comes up with something pretty cool, if you ask me. So here's Can't Get Blue Monday Out of My Head. We'll be right back. That was The Jam, Paul Weller's first band with Monday. And before that, we had a 90s band, The Verve, with Make It Till Monday. One more section of Seth Faces the Music for today, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll be playing a song from a group I don't believe we've ever played before. A singer with a voice that is completely unmistakable, as is her unfortunate life story. Stay tuned, everyone, right here to WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me.
The one who loves me.
What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me
Monday.
can see the light of the day. The dawn is breaking on gloomy Monday. The Monday sky's not bright like the weekend sky on gloomy Monday.
Curtis Knight and the Squires there with Gloomy Monday, and that included a very young Jimi Hendrix. You might have recognized the guitar playing a little bit. It certainly sounds like his playing. And before that, we had the Carpenters with Rainy Days and Mondays, a song with extra poignancy considering what happened to Karen Carpenter. Up next, we have an artist from the 80s, though he was a throwback. He had kind of a classic rock sound. He wore glasses and was often compared to Buddy Holly. In fact, he played Buddy Holly in a movie. He has a great catalog of work through the years and not played enough, I think. Here's Marshall Crenshaw with Monday Morning Rock.
your picture. When there's a mixture with your dance on the even time, you got me coming off with answers on the witch I deny. I said it again, but could I please rephrase it? Maybe I can catch a ride.
And that's going to wrap up the show today. That was Duran Duran with New Moon on Monday. If anyone out there can understand what exactly he was singing about, let me know. That's going to do it for this week. Seth Faces the Music, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new theme, lots more music, and tons of fun. You won't want to miss it. See you then. Bye.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player
and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle.
but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
What is dedication?
WFHR, Wisconsin started. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt.